was sleeping with his beautiful queen. The queen had disgusted. They were attacking the top plane. Now Krishna is there. But Krishna, he is like, he is rich. And Krishna's activity is, you know, Krishna will. So if Krishna finds us, then we cannot imitate Krishna, but we can follow Krishna. We can follow his footsteps. How is this? You are dear and connected. So our sannyasi is not very good. Very so remain Grihastha, because we are going to back to God and back to home. The home is our master is here. Not only Grihastha, he has got so many wives. So to become sannyasi is not very good. Less very. According to our Vaishnava. To become perfect household, there is perfect household, like believe the servant regularly. Why these books are rich? Only for selling. Getting satisfied. How many books are so? To love. Read always 24 hours. As soon as you get time, read. I do that. Reading, writing, or chanting. But when there is no other way to sleep the truth. Not to enjoy sleep, but because it is not possible to continue on that. Sleep 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, half hours. Not that I am sleeping in my life after 8 o'clock, 12 o'clock, you know, sometimes it's good to sleep, 12 o'clock. As soon as you are sleeping, half a decade you should come. You should complain with the duty. Oh, if the duty says, I cannot do it, you request that. That was being done, you know. Always police complaint, police is to come. But it is not strong. So, they should be learned to learn by some of the books. Everything is there. Now, here is tapasya. Akhila loka tapanam. So, of the look of the whole universe, you can but that by on top of star. No. What? It's an eight star. Yes.
Divyam Sahasra Dhamma Moga Darsana.
Divyam
Sahasra Dhamma Moga Darsana. Jitanya Natma Jito Bhayandriya. Divyam Sahasyam Amogadarsana
Tapas, ตุกี้อาสัพพตาสมา
สัสสัพพา
สัพพตุกี้อาสัพพตุกี้อาสัพพตาสมา
สัสสัพพาสัพพตาสมาสัสสั
พพาสัพพตาสมาสัสดิบตาม न ุปราชที่วิเศษดีดูที่ดูที่ everything is all ตปาสกิยามสัพพานมนุปราช so many things in one life ตปาสกิยามIn Bhagavad, it is not that physically good. There is literally beauty made of fact, seemingly fact, what is called, symmetry, rhythm, everything is something. Not that physically a life, 3-1 life, and 2 lives have begun to fall. It's not to be poetizing, it's so not to be. You have to follow so many rules and regulations. How many words should be the beginning, first line, how many words, the second line. Sahitya Darpan is the book, Sahitya Darpan. Therefore it does not to everything in the form. It is not like that. Beauty but beautiful. No. If you say you are, then you must say beauty but and beauty but. But not that sometimes food, sometimes but. No. That will not be allowed. The pronunciation must be regular. You cannot change. Not different means before. Fiona, this language is spoken in the Earth language system, even in Vaikuntha. This language is spoken. Trivanaga. It's like Tokyo is Japan Naga. Similarly, Naga means city. And the citizens are called Nagarik. One who lives in the city, that's called Nagarik. So, Devanagari and several letters are called Devanagari. And in the cities of the demigod, this language is spoken. Devanagari. They do not know whether there are cities. They simply go to other planet and say there is no knowledge. Why God created such planet? There is no living entity. How is it possible? Everywhere we see living entity, and why one planet is there, where there is no life? This is most obnoxious. I cannot believe it. How is it possible? We see while walking on the street, even within the park, in jungle, never, nobody goes. Too many flowers, less than seen. And there are trees. And see, nobody sees that there are flowers. Hey, why jungle of is so condemned that there is no thing, no trees, no plants, and only some dust. And these people go and bring some dust. That's all good. It's ever, according to our Vedic instruction, the living entity is called Sarvaga. Sarvaga. The living entity can go anywhere. So why not in Sarvaga? You are going. And why previously nobody was there? So, it is very doubtful. Nobody thinks. From the reasoning point of view, and we get information from the past, that it is one of the heavenly planets, people live there for 10,000 of years. They drink Soma Rasa. These are dead men in this world. It's not yet public. It is old and that is also admitted by scientists here. It is 2,200 degrees below you. Therefore they require some heating beverage that is called Soma Rasa. The Bhagavad Gita also says this. And how it can be that there is no meaning? One side is dark and one side is full of dust. These are all doubts. What is yours? Nothing. I think it is our life.
Why build a prison house if there are no prisoners?
Huh?
Why build a prison house if there are no prisoners in it?
That's how we practically see everyone living in prison. Why this planet is made solitary? There is no reason. How we can conclude like this? Even the diseases are clear. I can never be here. We know the solid, kept up,
practice.
Then they grow, diseases. Sometimes watermelon is grown, and diseases. Very nice. So, how you can conclude that there is no life? Kettar is also life.
Srila Prabhupada, if they are really going there in the moon planet, then the bodies of the living entities are different than our bodies. Because the...
Then you cannot go and live there.
Right. So perhaps if they are really going there, then if they cannot, and the living entities are living there, as is stated in the scripture, then perhaps they are doing very much damage or intruding, going against
the law. Let us admit that they are going. That is my first object. Whether they are actually going or giving blood.
You suggested before that on the moon planet there was such intelligent beings that if someone was aiming to go to the moon, they could just by mystic powers.
Yeah, guy who had that.
Divert
to some heavy flesh. Now they're doing every plan, sometimes guy who had it. Yeah. So if they are any gods, they have a better plan. And so many questionable things, contradictions of this. We cannot say, accept this statement in the Vedic literature, that they are not right, that they are right. No? Next.
Sapasa Sapasa tapasapiyam sapatam samahitaha
tapasapiyam sapatam samahitaha
Divyam saha swabhatam amogadarsano Sittam nivahatma viteto vayendriya Atapyata smi Tapastapiyam
sapatte travel around the world in 1 hour 25 minutes this whole world was circumambulant. Actually it takes so many hours to be circumambulant the whole world 25,000 miles even by plane it will take day and night. What is the speed of elephant? But so 1,000 miles or 2 hours. So 25,000 miles. It will take 50 hours. But by other arrangement, it was circumambulating 1 hour 25 minutes. But similarly, by other arrangement, it can be done in 1 minute, in 1 second. It is a question of arrangement. You see, there is echo, it's all relative. Everything is relative. You cannot walk. The ant cannot walk. Therefore, it should be like this, it should be like that, according to my convenience. No. Relative. You have got greater power, greater speed. That my speed, your speed is different. Therefore, what is 100 years for me, it may be 1 second for you. It is relative. All relative. In your calculation, it is 100 years. In my calculation, it is 1 second. Therefore, Brahma's duration of life is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Sahasra jivapajyantam arahatyat brahmano viru. Brahman, here also dibbam, sahasrātam. Now, dibbam sahasrātam. Brahma's 1 day, 1 12 hours, see that? You cannot tell. According to our calculation, it is. Sahasra yuga, sahasra yuga. Yuga, yuga means this sattva krita dāpat kali, that means 4,300,000 kali. And 1,000 times, 4,300,000 kali, that makes Brahma's 1 day of 12. So, rascals will say, these are all imaginary. Not imaginary. It is relative truth. Your speed, your power, is like an ant. Ant leaves, say, for 2 hours. That is also his 100 years. A germ leaves for 2 seconds. That is also his 100 years. So these 100 years are relative. 100 years calculation, your 100 years of the demigod, or 100 years calculation of the ant, they're not the same. According to the body, according to the power, the calculation. Time is unlimited. Time is unlimited, but according to my body, a starting duration of period, I say it is such. We make our history. So that's what it says. Dibbam sahasrātam. One may not miscalculate the sahasrātam 100. The sahasrātam is 100. Tapai and it is Sahasra and thousand. Dibban Sahasratam
Sahasra, thousand, Abdam,
Abdam,
years,
Amoka,
spotless, without a tinge of impurity.
Darshanaha,
one who has such a vision of life. Jitta, controlled. Anila, of life. Atma,
of
mind.
Vijitha. That Anila, life, is soul, is being carried by that Anila. Yeah. The global system is controlling the air upon span upon different kinds of air passing. And the Atma is keeping that air. The global system is to take the Atma, suck it up from down to up. That is global breath. So Anila is light air. And the Atma soul is visible. So by perfect yogi practice, this year, the yogi can transcend anything. That is yoga. Not that strength of gymnastics without any rules and regulations, without following any principles. They are all bogus. Actual yoga practice is to control the idea of feeling then by mechanical means. You can control and at the perfect time the yogi can leave this body according to his will. That means unless he thinks that I am now perfect, I can transfer to any planet. He does not leave this body. Therefore, yogi is still there as yogi who are 700 years old, 300 years old, 400 years old. I mean, see, that's a long man. It's still an Indian fact that is. But then you see, from 360, it happened 200 years ago. If I mean, it didn't, it's still a country. It happened with the English family. So, actually, I'm not this body. So, if I some method, I can see that is samadhi. We have got a limited number of breathing powers. This is going on, breathing. So, everyone has got a thing. Just like you have got bank balance. One has got 100 dollars or one has got $1,000. Similarly, every living entity has got a number of physics. That is, then one day becomes $1. So the yoga practice is not to waste this breathing. The breathing is wasted when you eat voraciously, when you have sex life, when you are least breathing for God. Right. So one has to control these things. Then breathing will be reserved. And plus, by samadhi, no breathing. But that is the cause of increasing life. Increasing life means you have got a certain amount of breathing facility. If you can stay without strength, therefore you have to control your senses, your mind, your activity, your eating, your sleeping, your disease breathing. When it's breathing, breathing lost. Then it's that lost breathing. giving birth as a doctrine. Therefore, they have come to love it. Then it is the tradition of life. That is God. Prana, this is Sanskrit. Prana means life, is life.
Divine Grace, is this also true in every species of life, that plants and trees don't appear to be breathing and breathing?
Okay, that's true. But you know about plant life. Something does not appear to you, that does not mean there is nothing suspicious. You don't be so courageous that you know everything. You have to know. Don't be happy. They have got breathing, they have got feeling also. That is already proved by modern science, psychologists and the world. That when you touch a plant, it feels, it bends, and it is recorded in the system. Everything is there. As soon as you find some living entity, a small pulse of life, sometimes you find in the book, lesser than the pulse of it, just moment. It has got heart, it has got legs, it has got everything. Otherwise, how did you watch it? Everything. It is as still done that this has got soul, this has got no soul. It is as still. Living entity is so small, 1/10,000 part of the top tip of the head. Very small, you cannot imagine. So any life it takes, any thought, it has got all the functional. Everything is there. That is God's field. Anoda Nyan, Anoda Nyan. The biggest, at the biggest, he has got the same physiological construction. And the small edge, there is the same thing. But he is there. What do you say? That we are studying with our feeling blend. It has got no breathing. So, that is our theory. But we have to know actually from authentic shastra what is actually. Shastra says to Shastra, you don't see with your discerned eyes, that's the life. You see through the shastra. That's it. That is real life. What is our capacity of the Chinese system? We're all in part. So whatever knowledge you gather, the so-called science, we're all in part. Real person knowledge. Veda. Veda is the purpose. Therefore, we should see through the Vedic person for the action, the fact. A living entity, sarva-vam, then you can enter anywhere. And the material function is there. It's like we say, the point has no length, no breadth. But I can see point. Now I'm length, I have no instrument to measure it. That is it. You cannot say there is no there. You have no instrument to measure what is the length and breadth of the point. You say, similarly, you cannot understand what is the form of God. You say, oh, God is fine. Oh. about the pathways, understand? Here it is, the rupam. Sādhaivī vadabhatāna paro guru. Brahmane dharthāna rupam. So, if God has no form, how he showed his form to Brahma? Therefore, Brahma has attained the perfection to see the form of God. And the rascal who has no such perfection is of no form. That is the thing. Say that these are look at imperfect senses or rational theories, they are thinking that they are good of perfect, but they are not perfect. First thing is that the senses which you are studying, they are imperfect. What is the value of our eyes? Unless there is sunlight, you cannot see. So how can say that our seeing is absolute? It is relative. So whatever knowledge we are getting, they are all relative ones. Relative means according to my power I am studying this is this. But they are all wrong. You do not know what you are going to believe. That means the conclusion is that we have to take knowledge from perfect sastra. Your eyes should be actually you are doing that. Now, directly you are seeing the sun, you see just like this. But when you go through scientific book, geography, and other astronomy, then you understand, oh, the sun is 1400,000 times bigger than the sky. So actually you are understanding about the sun, not by your direct eyes, but through the authoritative knowledge, through the shastra, through the books, through the pramana. That is everything. Through the pramana. Through the Veda. Through the Veda, it is stated, just like Brahma, is receiving Vedic knowledge from directly from God, Krishna. Brahmani darshan rupam. This is the process of understanding Brahma, how Brahma is receiving knowledge. Directly he is not, he sees there is nobody there, but he is receiving knowledge. Directly he could not see. Upasana, you simply are. Upasana, yes, from the eyes. So therefore knowledge has to be gathered by oral assistance, from the eyes. My Guru Maharaj used to see, he said, that do not try to see exactly first. To try to hear a certain you see a long ear, a very strong man, and he's a great man, no. You have to hear, what does he speak? Then you understand. Dibbang sahasra.
Jitita are controlled over Upaya,
both
Indriya, one who has such senses,
Atapyata,
executed penance,
Sma,
in the past,
Akila,
all. Loka,
planet,
Krapanam, enlightening, Tapaha, penance,
Tapiyan. Extremely hard penance. Sopatam. Of all the executors of penances. Samahita.
Samahita.
Thus situated. Translation. Lord Brahma underwent penances for 1,000 years by the calculations of the demigod. He heard this transcendental vibration from the sky, and he accepted it as divine. Thus he controlled his mind and senses, and the penances which he executed were a great lesson for the living entity. Thus he is known as the greatest of all ascetics.
So I have to become a ascetic, and not go penance. That distinguishes me. Not with imperfect senses, imperfect conclusions, he can understand. So, then?
Personally. Lord Brahma heard the occult sound, Prabhupada, but he did not see the person who vibrated the sound. And still he accepted the instruction as beneficial for him. And therefore he engaged himself in meditation for 1,000 celestial years. One celestial year is equal to 6 times 30 times 12 times 1,000 of our years. His acceptance of the sound was due to his pure vision of the absolute nature of the Lord. And due to his correct vision, he made no distinction between the Lord and the Lord's instruction. There is no difference between the Lord and the sound vibration coming from him, even though he is not personally present. The best way of understanding is to accept such a divine instruction. And Brahma, the prime spiritual master of everyone, is a living example of this process of receiving transcendental knowledge. The potency of transcendental sound is never minimized because the vibrator is apparently absent. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam, or the Bhagavad Gita, or any revealed scripture in the world, is never to be accepted as an ordinary mundane sound without transcendental potency. One has to receive the transcendental sound from the right source, and accept it as a reality and prosecute the direction without any hesitation. The secret of success is to receive the sound from the right source of a bona fide spiritual master. Mundane manufactured sound has no potency, and as such, seemingly transcendental sound received from an unauthorized person also has no potency. One should be qualified enough to discern such transcendental potency, and either by discriminating or by fortunate chance, if one is able to receive the transcendental sound from the bona fide spiritual master, this path of liberation is guaranteed. The disciple, however, must be ready to execute the order of the bona fide spiritual master, as Lord Brahma executed the instruction of his spiritual master, the Lord himself. Following the order of the bona fide spiritual master is the only duty of the disciple. And this completely faithful execution of the order of the bona fide spiritual master is the secret of success. Lord Brahma controlled his two grades of senses by means of sense perception and sense organs because he had to engage the senses in the execution of the order of the Lord. Therefore, controlling the senses means to engage them in the transcendental service of the Lord. The Lord's order descends in specific
sense. He engaged your senses. To execute the order of the law, then it is done. Otherwise, it cannot come. It's impossible. Because we have got our senses, they are very strong. Tavai mana krishna padara, the mind, the master of the senses, the central sense, the chief sense, the prime minister sense, is the mind. Therefore, Maharaja Muru, first of all, engaged his mind in Krishna. Every man of Krishna Padaravi. If you engage your mind always to the lotus feet of Krishna, then the sense deviation, sense by otherwise, immediately comes. Immediately comes. Senses are very strong. They are compared with serpents. Suddhan patalasat for Indriya patali. Talasat. It's like cobra. Samaharada, it touches. He is the death. our senses are so strong that it is simply dragging us to ourselves. Vedanta Bhogi Vistartam. Mind is dragging somewhere. Eye is dragging somewhere. Ear is dragging somewhere. And that condition is dragging somewhere. It is very just place. Therefore, Sakati, Savai Manaprasna Padarabhinda, Pachanti Bhuisinsa Gunanuvarna. Yes, indeed, their mind are to the lotus feet of the star, and their chant always chant and taking refuge to the star. That also is the truth. Sarayana Prasna Padarvinda, 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 and see, eyes to be, indeed, to see the deity, very cautious to life, he says, then our eyes will not pass. That is the faithful of us. You see the most faithful of us, rather, anyway. In the ear should be engaged, always hearing about Krishna. Eyes, ear, nose should be engaged, but smelling the flower which is offered to Krishna. Legs should be engaged, but fitting one going. All going to the temple. And to be engaged for cleansing the temple. In this way, if you engage all of your senses, you are the greatest yogi. Yogi means yoga, Indriya Sangha. Yoga practice means to control the senses. But this, what people are saying, is so nice, automatically senses. Yoginam ki sarkita madhvasam sanatmana sudhyagam sajati yumam sami vittutam. This is actually. Those senses are always engaged in serving or satisfying Krishna. He is the greatest. Finish? Therefore, concluding the sense in me, then is then in the transcendental study of
the Lord. The Lord's order descends in the simple succession through the bona fide spiritual master, and thus execution of the order of the bona fide spiritual master is factual control of the senses. Such execution of penance in full faith and sincerity makes Brahmaji so powerful that he became the creator of the universe. And because he was able to attain such power, he is called the best amongst all the public creatures.
Narada is the divinity, the Guru cannot approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then what is the value of your tapasya? Arada is the divinity, the Guru cannot approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then what is the value of your tapasya? You have already got all the results of that. Arādhita jivihari tapatha patasya. Arādhita jivihari tapatha patasya.
Yes.